You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So in this job, you look, you know, you're looking for cockroaches, looking for rodents and stuff like that. And this next morning or this next night, I went to work and I hit the, I don't like cockroaches too much. I hit the mother load of cockroaches. And this restaurant got full of cockroaches and rodents and everything else. And I sat there and said, this is my life. I said, this is my life. You are exactly who the fuck, this is it. And I said, this ain't gonna be it for me. So in that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. And I was basically, I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment, be called nigger, be called whatever the fuck in the world, and be able to stand in the fucking room and say, go fuck yourself. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright fucking just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was, we gotta fucking go out there. Anything that was fucking horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. And I started callousing my mind at this point in my life.
I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed. Now, these could be signals that you need some time off. And those signals might be right. They could be correct. But don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
If you didn't withdraw in fear from anything, that from everything that life threw at you, who could you become? And I would say that's the central religious question in some real deep sense. You know, are more things thrown at us than we can manage? Well, that's a tricky question, because pretty dreadful things are thrown our way. And you might say, well, that's just presents an insuperable barrier to progress. That's not very helpful, because you're alive, here you are, you've got these problems to contend with, and if it's an impossible task, then how could you be anything but hopeless and desperate? But then you think, well, wait a second, how would things transform if I took this on as a voluntary adventure?
To get through where I became, to get through where I'm at now, there's nothing but pride I have for myself that I can't really show people. Because I have this face that they see, like, are you happy? What's wrong with you? I'm driven. I'm obsessed. And that's what you see. That's it.
People need to hear this story. This is an exciting story for people, because there's a lot of people out there that feel trapped and they feel stuck and they feel like they can't do anything. This is who they are. You're a guy who felt that exact same way, but figured out how to not be that person and be a person that you would admire. How did you, what were the first steps? Like, you had some slips before, right? Because you quit because of the water thing.
Right.
But then when you went back the second time and you decided you're going to lose all that weight and you quit that job, was it just straightforward from there? Or were there some days where you just failed and then you picked it back up again?
So my first run, when I decided to lose the weight, I was, like I said, 297. I was about 32% body fat. And I went, my idea was to run 4 miles for my first run. I didn't know how bad it's gonna fucking hurt me. I used to run before I was fat, and I was like, fuck it, I can do this. I ran a quarter mile and walked home. I walked home and sat on my couch and cried. I went to my mom's house, who was about maybe 20 minutes down the road, and cried and get in her couch saying, man, I can't fucking do this shit. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I just got somebody pregnant. My life was just fucked. I was making $1,000 a month. My rent was $810 a month. And my mind just kept fucking with me. And kept fucking, you're not good enough, man. This isn't for you, man. These guys are the baddest motherfuckers on the planet Earth. You're not that. And what it was, and it's kind of funny, I was obsessed with Rocky. Rocky 1 in particular. And when I was a kid, I'd come home every day and I watched this fucking show, Rocky. And I would fast forward with the little VHS tapes to round 14. Round 14 fucked me up like nobody's business. Why? The song came on. When I bought the pull-up record, I listened to the song for 17 hours. It's 2 minutes and 13 seconds. And I'm able to visualize and dream like nobody's business. And I know that I can create a vision that many people can't. And I work for it. So the vision I had was, when Apollo Creed beat the fucking shit out of Rocky, beat the shit out of him, he kept fighting. He was a dumb fighter, couldn't read, couldn't fuck, that was me. Couldn't read, couldn't write, just punchy, everything about him. And Rocky beat the shit, or Apollo beat the shit out of him. He was in that corner, everybody was saying, stay the fuck down. And him getting up, Apollo Creed raised his arms up in the fucking air, turned around, thought he won the fight. He turns around and sees this guy getting up, and it was the face of Apollo Creed that changed my life. The face of Apollo Creed. It was like, just by that motherfucker getting up, not winning, just by him getting the fuck up, Apollo Creed was champ, he's the best. Rocky had taken his soul, had literally taken his soul. His head goes down, he looks at him like, what the fuck are you? I want it to be that, not Rocky. I wanted to be the guy that people looked at. I don't care if you liked me or didn't like, I don't care. But said, this motherfucker is going to keep coming after whatever the fuck is in front of him. I wanted that. I wanted that. I wanted that worse than anything in the world.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.